Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, it can be very upsetting to get a call from the school or a teacher or one of the, you know, special part teachers that say to you, well, we've just identified your child as having a problem in math or having a problem with, you know, speech or reading. And it can be very upsetting for parents. When do you look at your child's grades? Because now, of course, they're available online. You can keep track of every assignment, everything. When do you get involved? When do you get them a tutor? When do you decide it's enough and my child needs more help than I'm able to give? Or when is that considered kind of helicopter parenting and you have to let your child work through some of that stuff? My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician. Welcome to the show. Dr. Cross, what do we do when our child is struggling in school? And let's assume we're talking about kids, you know, seven and up, because those are the kids that you kind of want to let them be a little autonomous, but yet, you know, even the 13-year-olds, and I know because I'm going through this right now. So what do we do?
So we have to think about the fact that, you know, these kids, we want them to know that getting good grades is important. So when you notice that your child has a grade that you're worried about on their report card, maybe they haven't spoken to you about it or you see it online, first you should go to your kid and talk to them about it. Ask them if they know what happened. Are they struggling in the subject? Is it hard for them? Did they just not study? Do they have too many activities going on? Do they not like the teacher? So for the older kids, you can start by talking to them. But if you know that they're having trouble, if the teacher has told you or if they say they're having trouble, I think the first thing to do with most kids, if they're the age that you think this would be appropriate, is to encourage them to talk to their teacher. So you say, you know, it really seems like you're having trouble in math. Your grades aren't, you know, consistent with the grades that you get in your other classes, or they're not the same as that you were getting in math last year. You know, it seems like this is a little hard for you. You know, let's talk about how you should talk to your teacher. And they might need to help with how to have that conversation. So you could say, you could ask your teacher maybe if you could go over the homework with them, or if you're finding something's difficult, could you go to them before school or after school? Is there something you can do for extra credit to help raise your grade? So you can help prepare them for the conversation. But for older kids, I think the first conversation should be theirs. And let them have that opportunity to try to work it out themselves.
Okay, so what if then, you know, and that is what I'm doing right now. I let my son try and work it out at least himself, but then when I start watching online, you know, he came home with a homework assignment that I had seen was like a D, and I'm like, oh, you know, he said, well, my teacher won't help me, or my teacher won't even let me bring my test home so that we can go over it together. And I can help him in all his subjects, but math, of course. So when the teacher is something this the child complains about, what do you do then? Do you go to the teacher? Do you go to the, you know, the special learning teachers, or do you go to the, what do you do?
I think that it depends on what the issue is with the teacher. If the issue is that the teacher just has some policies that's making it more difficult for you to be able to help your child, I think then you do talk to your to the teacher. I think you say, you know, John's been having some trouble in school. I know he came to talk to you about it. You know, we are really concerned, and I would like to be able to help him. You know, I understand that, you know, you're not available after school, which is fine, and I'm happy to do it, but I need to know from you what I should be doing. And is there a possibility that I could go over the test with him? You know, you can try to start from a neutral position. If that doesn't work, though, then yes, you can go to the principal. You can, if you know the resource room teachers in the school, you can speak to them. But yeah, that's when you start to get involved. Now, some kids, it's not that the subject is too hard. They have poor organizational skills. So some kids you may see, they come home and they have every intention of doing the homework or of studying, but they're just not effective in their usage of time. And so that's sometimes where parents can come in. And also sometimes tutors can help in that way, too, to just organize a child and say, okay, you need to read this, make an outline of what it is, you know, that's important in the chapter, and then you study the outline. Or you look over your notes from class and you condense those to the important points, and then you memorize those. So sometimes kids don't know how to study. So it's trying to figure out, are they having trouble with the subject matter, with learning how to study? And those are two different things. And then sometimes they really just do need one-on-one help there. They don't understand a certain subject. And that's when I think you either, if the teacher's not available and you can't do it, you do have to think about getting a tutor.
So, and that is something that is sometimes, you know, it can really, really help the situation, getting a tutor, and whether or not, you know, it's something you can afford, sometimes even just a few sessions. But most schools, do you agree, Dr. Cross? Most schools will let you, you know, when my son was having reading issues, they had a specialized reading teacher that he would go to. Now, what about the stigma of that? When you're taken out of class and kids are taken out of class to go work with the special teacher for reading or math or whatever it is, and them, oh, I don't want to go to that teacher because everyone will know I'm going.
Right. Well, and that is an issue, but for many kids, that is something that's extremely helpful, and it doesn't mean that they have to go to that teacher forever and for the rest of their school education, but sometimes it's just to help them get over a hump, and then they get caught up, and there is. I mean, I was in school. I remember there is a stigma to going to those resource rooms. But at the same time, there's more of a stigma, I think, when you get to a certain point in your life and you don't know or you're not achieving what you could. And so I think that sometimes we have to teach our kids that, you know, let's try to do that. Now, some kids aren't identified as having problems. They aren't identified as either being dyslexic or dysgraphic or just having issues in certain subjects, and that's, again, where parents need to step in. Parents can always request, particularly if a child's having issues in multiple subjects, there may be something that needs to be addressed. They may need an individualized education program or plan, and that's called an IEP. And so schools do them when they feel they're necessary, but parents can always request one. And so you go to the school, you have to do it in writing, and then the school is required to evaluate the child to see if there are any extra resources that they need to provide. And this is, again, where your pediatrician can help. If you're finding that your child's having issues, you can talk to your pediatrician, and they may be able to somebody to evaluate the child. They may be able to help facilitate the relationship with the school to make sure the proper services are being received. So pediatricians are sometimes not thought of in this realm, but they are definitely trained, and they can definitely help if not evaluate the child themselves, get you the resources that you need to find out if there is something more going on with the child.
Now, you mentioned before helping your child, you know, asking them and helping them get organized. And how far can we go with that? Now, I did have to start saying, let's go through your book. It's too packed here, your binder. Let's get some of the stuff you don't need. And, you know, oh, it's fine, but it was just pages falling out, so disorganized. So we took everything out, went through every sheet, put everything back in. And I hated having to do this with an eighth grader, but sometimes they just don't know how to be organized.
Right, and so there's a fine line, I think, between teaching them how to do it so that they can then do it themselves and becoming their crutch, and they just give it to you later and expect you to do it later down the line. So, you know, we all
kind of like their laundry.
Exactly, or, no, Ma, you type the paper so much faster than I do, you might as well just type it.
I've heard that before.
So yes, I mean, there's times when you need to do that, but you have to realize that for some kids, being organized is just who they are. But for a lot of people, organization is learned. I mean, look at adults' closets. Some people's are beautiful, and others, you can't imagine how they find their clothes. So it's not something that, you know, is unique to children. But learning how to organize is something that is really important and will help them downstream as well. So I think what you did with your son is the right thing to do, as long as he was involved in the process of deciding what to keep and what to get rid of.
Absolutely, and it's about teaching our children so they can do these things on their own, and if you do have to get involved, then you call the school, and if you have to, you have to, but, you know, the kids will do what they're going to do, and it's all good. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.